Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, and we the people are fighting back against the woke DEI agenda being pushed by the far left. DC elites seem to forget that this is the United States of America. Our republic, as you know, was formed as a coalition of states overseen by a federal government with limited power designed only to protect the basic rights of its citizens. By contrast, the Democrat Party wants to award opportunity, jobs, and resources based on race and on gender and on sexual orientation. They've literally rolled back decades of progress towards civil rights in the name of diversity and equity. But patriots are fighting back. They're racking up wins across the country to extinguish Biden's woke, un-American policies. At least seven states, get this, seven states have passed legislation to ban DEI programs altogether. And 18 states have bills being introduced as we speak. Joining me to discuss these series of W's is good old Ross Givens. Ross had an amazing free training yesterday where upwards of 1,000 of you attended. And the response was so overwhelming, Ross has offered to do, graciously, a follow-up encore free training tomorrow, April 27th. We'll talk more about that in due course. But we got some wins to celebrate, Ross, don't we? Welcome back. We had an amazing day the other day.
Yeah, thank you. Huge turnout. We actually, you know, we filled up the room. We capped out like 1,000. So a lot of folks weren't even able to attend. But yeah. Fantastic turnout.
Well, and I thank you for doing a follow-up, an overflow event, as it were. Your events always fill up, so it's just, it's so awesome.
You stop getting so popular here with your million viewers, you know, we can keep this thing under control. That's right.
I remember when I used to play the classical guitar, and I went to an Italian restaurant to for an audition to play there, and the owner sat back, and he says, "I make you famous." So that's what I'm doing for you, Ross.
Well, I appreciate you, Dr. Steve. I'm just here. Ride your coattails, brother.
That's right. Well, you and I were talking the other day about how this whole DEI nonsense got started in the first place and how the initial studies that showed the benefits of DEI were frankly all based on lies. Yeah. It was a fabrication from the very beginning. And I'm just curious, in your opinion, why do you think it got as far as it did, especially being grounded in such flimsy, fraudulent scholarship? I hesitate to call it scholarship, but what's really behind
that?
Well,
the scholars is, I think, the key. You know, I think the reason it did so well, what they did is they started by infiltrating the education system. You know, they planted these little ideas at these big universities and kind of let them trickle down. You know, college professors, look, on paper, are some of the most educated people out there. It doesn't mean they're the smartest. It doesn't mean there's the brightest crayons in the box. Right. Most of them have no actual real world experience. Right. You know, they live in this world of theory and ideology. So they're easier folks to convince these progressive ideas. And on top of that, you know, if someone is making an argument and you talk to people every day and they come in and say, well, you know, based on this study done by researchers at Harvard University, it immediately sounds more credible. You know, CNN's going to run with that bad boy. You know, who's going to doubt researchers at Harvard University? So it was a pretty smart plan on their part to go about that way. But I think that is really the reason they're able to push this so far so quickly.
Yeah. And it makes total sense to me. I was in the university system for 20 years and I saw it firsthand. And we've seen this in other areas too. I saw a survey recently, and again, I saw it firsthand, didn't even need the survey, that more college students than ever, more college students have a positive view of socialism than ever, but more college students today have a positive view of socialism than they do of capitalism, which is astonishing to even think it through. I don't know how any of them would be going to college if they were all socialists, but that's an entire generation of young people going out into the workforce who would prefer to end the economic system that made America thrive.
Yeah, yeah. And look, I don't need to tell you this. You know better than anyone else, but universities, much like the media, are overwhelmingly populated by Democrats. I sent you a graphic. You're going to get a kick out of this. If you don't mind having your person throw that up on the screen, this is something really cool I saw yesterday. This shows the ratio of Democrat to Republican professors in the top 25 university fields. So first of all, every one of these ratios is over one, meaning there's not a single major where the majority of those professors vote Republican. But look at the ones that lean more left and more right. So the top is more right-leaning. The bottom is super far left. The top seven are where you find the most Republicans. These are all fields that require logic, sound reasons. Mm-hmm. This is engineering, chemistry, economics, math, physics, computers, right? The lower down the list, these are the majors being taught overwhelmingly by Democrats. Look what it is: art, sociology, English, theater, communication. So it is very clear, even among a majority of left-leaning group, folks on the right are in the hard sciences where there is a right and there is a wrong answer, while the far left is more found in the arts and other areas that, for the most part, probably make less monetary contributions to our economic system, I think is a good way to say that. And so the other point, the majors at the top, the ones with more Republicans, they're also the highest paying. And again, that makes sense to your last point about them favoring socialism over capitalism.
Right.
Because these are the people in these lower paying, less in demand professions. Of course, to them, it sounds appealing to have a socialist system, right, where resources are allocated equally, where it's not a meritocracy based on, God forbid, the individual's contributions in value. But I thought this chart was eye-opening.
Yeah. I've heard it once said, I think it's, the humanities teaches you to despise the wealth that prevents you from achieving.
Ooh, that's good. That's good.
Something akin to that.
It's really true. I mean, it's a party of jealousy. You know, it's not a party of let's make things equal. It's I can't get that, and I want you to just take it from them.
And the irony too is it's increasingly the anti humanities. It's a very anti human set of disciplines. What is so cool though is we're finally seeing what looks like the beginning of the end of this insanity.
Thank God.
We are seeing anti DEI bills being passed everywhere, and I got a little bit of a list here. We have an anti-DEI bill just passed the House in Kentucky. God bless Kentucky, to ban all DEI offices, training initiates, or the promotion of discriminatory concepts at all public colleges in the state. Ross, your home state of Alabama, the governor there just signed a similar bill banning DEI programs from kindergarten through college. Florida, of course, has done the same. DeSantis has been wonderful on this, on the front lines. Republicans in South Carolina passed a bill banning DEI in college, hiring, firing, and admission. And then, of course, the landmark, right? Last year, the U.S. Supreme Court striking down. It's like Zeus from on high, just striking down affirmative action in higher education after finding that Harvard's race-conscious admissions policies blatantly violate the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment. So that's a lot of W's there.
Yeah, and God, we're using the laws that were meant to protect them to take them down, right? I mean, the 14th Amendment was there to prevent selecting people based on race, and they think it doesn't apply to us. Yeah, you're right. Huge win for anyone with common sense. I want to show you one other thing. You know, I'm a data nerd. I love bringing these graphics in here, but there's one more I want to show you today. If you don't mind putting that up, because I think people need to see this. This will blow your mind. Now, with this is a chart of medical school acceptance rates based on race and their MCAT scores. And let's start with the left here. So look, if you score between 24 and 26 on the MCAT and you're white, you have an 8% chance of getting in. Same score, same GPA, but you're black, 56% chance of getting in.
Wow.
If a black student scores a 31, which is a terrific score, nothing to be taken away from it, he's got a 94% chance of being accepted. But if that same student were Asian, his odds fall to 58%.
It's just insane. It's nuts. It's nuts.
It gets worse. Look at the numbers at the bottom. They actually traced, at least in the state of California, only have data on one state, but complaints, investigations by the same groups. African-American physicians get twice as many complaints from patients, are investigated at twice the rate, and are twice as likely to be disciplined by medical boards compared to their Asian counterparts. Yet these medical schools have gone out of their way to admit more blacks, more Latin Americans, while admitting less whites and less Asians. They are playing with people's lives. And I'm not trying to come over. I'm not saying all blacks are bad, this, all the white.
No, of course not.
But by nature, when you're lowering the standards for this group and raising the standard for this group, right, you're going to get unequal outcomes. And you show me anybody who, when their life is at stake, would rather have a doctor who advanced that position based on his race than his abilities, and I will show you a liar. These are not ethical people, Dr. Steve, no matter what they try to say. Right. These proponents of DEI and the politicians who have embraced and championed these racist policies are the same ones that I bring to you every day that are trading stocks on inside information, that are getting rich while in office. The only reason they have pushed these lies is to get reelected by a constituent of whiners who want to blame everyone but themselves for their failures and their shortcomings. Plain and simple.
Yeah. And I saw it. I saw it in the universities. I think, you know, what you're saying is absolutely spot on. You are, as far as I can tell, that's a very interesting segue there. You're the leading expert on insider trading by these very politicians who are doing this.
Somebody got to dig the dirt.
That's right. Well, you do an excellent job of pursuing this principle of follow the money to uncover corruption by DC insiders. But more importantly, you show people how to use that information for their own advantage and how to follow these trades and profit off of it. And we should probably tell people about the free Encore training.
Oh, shoot. That's what I came on. Right. Forgot.
Encore training. Yeah.
Forgot about that. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No. This is a wonderful. And again, I'm very grateful for you doing this. You're hosting this tomorrow morning.
Yep.
Because like I said, the one you did for Turley Talkers yesterday was a huge success. We've gotten such tremendous feedback from everyone who went. The event yesterday got filled up, so a lot of people were just not able to attend.
Yeah, and we use a software program called GoToMeeting, which is it's just like Zoom. So that way we can host these sessions online. Everybody can attend, no matter where they live, what they're doing. The only downside to that is there is a bandwidth cap. So the room max is at 1,000 attendees. 1,000 people get in, it cuts off. Anyone else who tries to join, it says room's full. So we hit that number yesterday because you know you've just got such a large following. And a lot of people couldn't get in. I know you said you got some emails about it. We got a few not fun phone calls. People said, what's this link not working? So we said, all right, fine. We'll do the Encore. And I'm happy to do it because just seeing people wake up to this and see what's available to them. It makes sense, right? You're following the trades of politicians, of insiders, of, you know, when the CEO, when the head of medical research at a little pharmaceutical company puts $500,000 of his personal income into a stock with pending phase two drug approvals, it's like probably not going to go poorly, right? So seeing people understand this and how to access it's been great to see. But yes, tomorrow, Saturday morning, so it's Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m. Eastern time. So I encourage people maybe log in just a couple minutes early. I don't think we'll cap out again, but anything's possible.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Early is a good term whenever you're dealing with a Ross Givens free training. I appreciate you doing that.
Of course.
That overflow follow up here. We got dozens of emails from people. You're right. And they're going to be so excited to have the second chance to attend a free session, free training session with you. Gang, if you missed yesterday, don't miss again. Be sure to click on the link below. Sign up for a special Encore free training with Ross. It's Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m. Eastern. You're going to learn how to trade using the same inside information that politicians and corporate executives use, but you're going to do so legally and ethically. No one will be bribing you with that information. So that'll fill up. It filled up very quick yesterday. So don't wait. It'll fill up quick again. Click on that link below right now. Register today and get ready for an Encore event that promises to change your life. Ross, thanks so much for being with us again. It's always an honor, man.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Steve. Thanks.